your great and grand generosity for everything. We really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Honey Norfolk.
And then secondly, I want to express concern for your good health, and I hope you're following the doctor's orders.
I am.
Good. Then thirdly, it's 14B, Mr. President.
Yeah.
I'm just so vitally concerned. You know, really, I believe in one thing, and that is that we only have one God-given right, and that's freedom of choice, and that's what I'm here to fight for. And really, when we lose 14B of the Taft-Hartley, we have lost our democratic form of government. We go into a totalitarian form of government. And you ran the first time that you ran. You won because you came out for the right to work law. You know, it would just be dreadful to have to pay in order to work. And you know, the unions and business are fighting apart. You know, they're not fighting together for something, and a house divided falls. I'm concerned, Mr. President. I really am vitally concerned, and I'm distressed.
Fine, honey. I'm glad to have your view.
Well, I can't put it strong enough because I really intend to fight for it with the best way I know how.
Yeah. Well, that's your right, and of course I'm not trying to influence you.
Well, I just want to tell you that I am so concerned, and 14B. Is so vital to this nation. I think it's vital to you. And I think without a freedom of choice, you know, we just lose our democratic form of government. I think it's as simple as that. I think when anybody has to pay in order to work, you know, it's the poor come to pay it. And we've lost something that we've all fought for all of our lives. And I know you're really more aware of this than I in my limited way.
Yes, honey, I hear them by the days and weeks and months, and you're a little wrong on a good many things, but I understand how you feel, and I've been through this thing on all sides in the middle for many times, and they've had a dozen different types of proposals and changes and so forth, and most people feel very strongly one way or the other, and I don't think it's as important as either group feels as it is. I don't agree with a good many things you say, beginning with what I ran on the first time I ran. That was about the seventh time I ran. I'd run against O'Daniel, you remember, on the other side, and I'd ran it for Congress and back in 37. And the same thing, and then I ran in 60, you know, and 14B at that time was, we never discussed 14B. We just, I voted for the Taft-Hartley Act, all of it, not 14B or 14A or 14C. And that was the issue back before, but most people don't know that, including most of the Manufacturers Association and a good many of the labor unions, and they're both very much alike. They're rather extreme people that I don't think look at it except from their particular approach. And we ran on it in 1960 in the 60 platform that everybody voted for and supported. In 64 we did the same thing. We had our hearings in the platform committee and we put it in the platform. Goldwater was very much against it. We were very much for it. And it's been in both platforms, 60 and 64. Although I voted for the Taft-Hartley Act, and I don't think it was slavery labor act, and I think that with some moderations and modifications through the years, it'll work very well. And I'm not any skilled labor expert, either from employer or employee standpoint. I try to look at it both sides, but we have fewer people drawing unemployment compensation today than we have had in the last 12 years. That information came in this morning. That's an all-time low in 12 years. So I think we're making reasonably good progress with our general labor policy. And while there will be great excitement and organizations will bleed a lot of money and folks will come in and shout and holler both sides, I don't really think that the future of the nation is going to depend on it one way or the other. And our recommendations, when we get through studying them and making them, I think will be there and in line with what is best for the whole country. And they won't be too arbitrary one way or the other. A lot of people think it's going to stop freedom of choice when you had 25 cent an hour minimum wage. They told me that when 1937 when I voted for the first one. And it's really going to destroy my political future. But I reached a point where I'm not interested in political futures anymore, and I remember that it didn't destroy it anyway. And it, we're going to have some reforms in unemployment compensation, and we're going to have some increases in coverage for the minimum wage, and we're going to have some double time for overtime over 48 hours so that can we can have more jobs and cut down the earnings some people, but they we're going to have some more coverage. We're going to raise the payroll tax a little bit so we can take care of the extra unemployment compensation. We're going to point out the provisions in our platform on Taft-Hartley and ask that the Congress carry them out, and then everybody will be heard back and forth. And
oh, but Mr. President, you know platforms, they cover a multitude.
Well, each side can present its arguments before hearings of both the House and Senate, and I don't think it'll destroy the nation if it passes or if it doesn't pass. I think that the approach we'll take would be the wise one and the one calculated to keep differences and hostilities at a very minimum. As it is now, we're having these wars every year in 20 different states back and forth. And the I rather think that I'm getting them pretty well in hand, and if we can get by the steel strike, well, we'll be in good shape, and I'm glad to have your views. If you want to make them further, well, the committees will go into them in a lot of detail.
Well, I'm sorry to take up so much of
the glad.
This morning.
That's all right, man. That's all right.
And you know that I have great faith in you. I always have. And but I'm still vitally concerned because I really believe, I mean, really, that we have just one God-given right, that's freedom of choice.
Well,
and when you take away that, you know, I mean, when Congress takes away that, then we don't have the choice. I mean, there must be. It's all right. I think it's marvelous how labor has upped everything. And we need that. I understand we need organized labor.
I understand how you feel about freedom of choice.
The working man in the field, every place, to be able to work without paying to work.
Well, he can't ever do that, though, honey, in this complex society
oh,
we have.
He does it every day.
Yes, he, every day.
I work every day, and I don't have to pay to work.
You have to, every time you're not on your own, on somebody's payroll. If you did, you would have the first amount would be taken for your taxes. That'd be the first thing you'd pay for. Second thing you'd pay for is your Social Security. You'd have that deducted without any voluntary choice. It's a matter of law. And you'd go right on down the line with your withholdings and everything. But we can't argue this over the phone, honey. I understand your viewpoint. I'm not about to make a dent in it. And I would hope you think that I would be as persuasive with you as you would be with me. And I've listened to this thing for nearly 25 years now. And I'm glad to have, I appreciate you telling me how deeply you feel, and I know it. And I don't want to try to change you, and but I've heard both sides of this thing for a long, long time.
Well, I'm sorry to disturb you, and I hope you're going to get more relaxed.
I'm trying to.
And forgive me for bothering.
That's right, honey. Bye.
Love. Bye.